you watch, it's just, it's hard to get through the neutral zone. They forecheck you hard. They hit. They got big D when you're down there. They kind of smother you when you're in the offensive zone. And that's what I mean. Like, they're a tough team to play against. And as we talked to our guys today, we thought it was pivotal that we had to get the lead. And we did that. So, I don't know, you play a little bit more confidence, I guess, when you do have the lead. You're not chasing it as much. And when we did break down a little bit, I guess, you know, they probably got some lion's share of their good chances around the power play. And, you know, Bish was there to make the saves. He made a huge one on Atkinson on the slap pass tip. You know, the advantages of having a oversized goalie in there. That was a big save for us, and he's been making those in those tight games. He's been making those big saves, just like the other night in Detroit when he makes the breakaway save on Sheehan. And those are saves you need your goalies to make at crucial times, and Big Bish been doing that for us.
Say, we know the year he had last year, obviously, it was, kept you in so many games. His play been overshadowed a little bit because of where you guys are at, because of all the scoring depth that we talk about all the time. Does his play get overlooked, at least from the outside?
I don't know if it gets overlooked. I think it's a different year. We're a different team. I don't know. Like, it's hard to compare the last year to this year. Everybody was. We were a transition team last year, and we probably, you know, we give up less shots, less chances this year. Maybe a little bit of our goal scoring, as you said, has overshadowed it. But ultimately, you know, he's got 25 wins or so, 26 wins, and you don't get that by fluke. And I think maybe some of the games that have gone bad have gone really bad, but overall, you look at the big picture, he's been rock solid for us. I think the emergence of Johnny Platt, Cooch, the fact that we've got a bunch of new guys on our team probably shifts some of the focus away from him. Maybe that's the case, but you still got to rely on the guy between the pipes to help you win games, and he did it last year for us, and he's doing it again.
John Paquette is doing his best job of taking the spotlight away from him, too.
Well, I think that's been kind of the MO here a little bit. We were just talking about how, you know, Johnny and Cooch and Platt haven't been on the scoreboard of late, but hard-pressed to say they weren't the best line on the ice. And I thought, you know, when it was 1-0 in the third period, they changed the course of the game. They had a couple shifts, and they had a dominant shift for 60 seconds. And as soon as they got off the ice, we went down and scored. And but guys like Cedric, he's got the hot stick right now, and they're going in for him, but he's earned these breaks for me. I think everybody coming up. You know, you look at Phil Callahan and Stammer. They've been doing this for a long time. And you know, when you've been doing it for a long time, it's sometimes a chic thing to look for, well, who's the up-and-coming guys. And we're getting that. We're getting strong efforts from a lot of different players. And it's you need that to win. You need the depth. You just can't rely on one line game in and game out to win your hockey games.
You've talked a lot about how much you guys like to play in this building. Can you talk about what tangible it is that makes you guys so much better at home and how you will have to translate that into playing on the road coming up?
Well, I've said this before, and we love playing at home, and we've had success here. The crowd from 307 all the way down, they rock this place out, and it energizes us. I think we've got a young team, and so there's good and bad with that. And when the emotions get high and it's playing here, and you probably elevate to the strength of the crowd. I think sometimes we've gone on the road, especially earlier in the year, and when you get behind and you have a young group, not as NHL savvy, it's maybe start doing things differently. You start chasing the game. You don't let it come to you. A little bit of a hostile environment. They haven't been around that very often. So you've got to learn in those situations. And I think as we've grown together this year, we have come back in games on the road. And we sit, I think we're 500 on the road right now. And we have to be better, because if we're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, you're going to have to win on the road. And you can't sit here and count on winning every single game at home. But we've been doing a pretty good job of winning most of our games on the road at home. But I think as we grow older as a team, so I think our road record will coincide and be better with it.